ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ। ॐ ईशावास्यमिदगुं सर्वम् यत्किञ्च जगत्यां जगत् तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः मा गृधः कस्य स्विद्धनम् कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषेच्छतगुं समाः एवं त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे असुर्यानामते लोकाः अन्धेन तमसा वृताः तागुंस्ते प्रेत्याभिगच्छन्ति ये के चात्महनो जनाः अनेजदेकम् मनसो जवीयः नैनद्देवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमर्षत् तद्धावतोऽन्यानत्येति तिष्ठत्तस्मिन्नपो मातरिष्वादधाति तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरे तद्वन्तिके तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्येवानुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानम् ततो न विजुगुप्सते यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मैवाभूद् विजानतः आत्मैवाभूत् विजानतः तत्र को मोहः कशोकः एकत्वमनुपश्यतः सपर्यगाच्छुक्रम् अकायमौव्रणम् अस्नाविरगम् शुद्धमपापविद्धम् कविर्मनीषी परिभूस्वयम्भूः याथा तथ्यतोर्थान् व्यदधात् शाश्वतीभ्यः समाभ्यः समाभ्यः अन्धं तमः प्रविशन्ति ये अविद्यामुपासते ततो भूय इव ते तमो यो विद्यायागं रताः अन्यदेवाहुः विद्यया अन्यदाहुरविद्यया इति शुश्रुमधीराणाम् येनस्तद् विचचक्षिरे विद्याञ्च अविद्याञ्च यस्तद्वेद उभयगुंसः अविद्यया मृत्युं तीर्त्वा विद्यया अमृतमश्नुते अन्धं तमः प्रविशन्ति ये असम्भूतिमुपासते ततो भूय इव ते तमो ये उ असम्भूत्यामृताः सम्भूत्यामृताः अन्यदेवाहुः सम्भवात् अन्यदाहुरसम्भवात् अन्यदाहुरसम्भवात् इति शुश्रुमधीराणाम् येनस्तद् विचचक्षिरे सम्भूति असम्भूतिञ्च विनाशञ्च यस्तद्वेद उभयगुंसः विनाशेन मृत्युं तीर्त्वा असम्भूत्या अमृतमश्नुते हिरण्मयेन पात्रेण सत्यस्यापि हितं मुखम् தத்வம் பூஷன் அபாவ்ருண சத்யதர்மாய த்ருஷ்டயே. Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, he writes, before the mantras where Gati Prarthana is discussed, the prayer for Gati is discussed, make it very clear, the person who lives his life performing karma, practicing meditation, meaning by living a clean life enjoined by the Veda Shastram, going through all samskaras, the rituals performed for the emotional refinement of the individual, that person, he practices meditation together with performance of ritual. Means he is karma upasana samuchaya karta. He is a synthesizer of the ritual and meditation. And such a person definitely has to enjoy the result. And the result is he has to overcome instinctive thinking, instinctive behavior. Thereby he becomes qualified to attain Devatatma Bhavaha. But attainment of, see this, the person, unrefined person becoming refined and cultured happens when he is alive in this world. But Devatatma Praptihi, Devata Bhava, no, Devatatma Bhavaha, attainment of the Deva, status of being the Devata, happens only after the death. He has to leave the physical body and go. Now this person is enjoyed the benefit of living a life of clean life of Dharma, a Veda enjoined life. Now he is really mature, he is a very refined person. But now, after the death, when he leaves the physical body, he has to go to Devaloka to have Devatatma Bhava. Therefore, now this person should travel to Devaloka, Brahmaloka, to be one, to have the darshan of Hiranyagarbha, to be with, one with Krishna Hiranyagarbha. So the question is asked, by which path, by which route should he travel? By traveling through which route, he enjoys Amritatvam, he has this Apekshika Moksha, he attains this Devata Mabhavaha. He reaches Hiranyagarbha, that is the meaning, question. It was said, and I gave introduction this morning, I am repeating again to make it clear. Hiranyagarbha is a samashti sukshma prapanchaha. The subtle manifestation, its entirety is looked upon as the Lord. Then the name given to the Lord is Hiranyagarbha. And he, Hiranyagarbha, is the presiding deity of Suryaha, the sun. And Suryaha is the presiding deity of our Jnana Indriyam. Okay? So the individual power, total powers and totality of all powers. So Indriyam, Devata, ஈஸ்வரஹ. Clear? And here Hiranyagarbha is the presiding deity of Suryaha, the sun, and the sun happens to be the presiding deity of our seeing power. So that Hiranyagarbha is the self of even the sun. Same Hiranyagarbha is what? The tooth of the eye also. So the Surya Mandalam, Mandalaha, Mandalam, when you say the orb or the disk of the solar disk, sun, is it looked upon as the entrance to the Hiranyagarbha. It is as though the route to Hiranyagarbha is covered, veiled by this solar disk. So now, Hiranyagarbha is the presiding deity, means the Suryaha, the solar disk, is visible grass form. But Hiranyagarbha is invisible. They are invisible deity. Like how we all can see each other's physical form, but we cannot see our sukshma. We cannot see other sukshma shariram. I cannot see your mind, but I can see your body. I cannot see your sense organs, but I can see your body. I can see your eyelids and eyeball, but I cannot see your seeing power. Isn't it? Like that, all of us can see all our physical forms, but none of us can see other people's, others' subtle aspects. Like that here, we can see Suryaha, but we cannot see the Hiranyagarbha there. Is it clear? So Suryaha, Hiranyagarbha is there. He said that Hiranyagarbha, who is in Surya Mandala, same there in the disk, the same Hiranyagarbha is there in the eye also, in both the eyes. But for the purpose of meditation, it is said here that Hiranyagarbha is in the right eye, the seeing power obtaining in the right eye. That's what he says. யது தது யத்தத் சத்யம் அசௌ ச ஆதித்யஹ. அண்ட் வி ஷுட் ரிமெம்பர் ஹிரண்யகர்பஹ காரியம் பிரம்மா இஸ் ஆல்சோ நோன் பை அனதர் நேம் சத்யம் பிரம்மா இன் தி கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். இன் தி உபாசனா செக்ஷன் வேர் உபாசனாஸ் ஆர் டிஸ்கஸ்ட், that Hiranyagarbha is also known by another name, Satyam Brahma. So it is said here, Satyam Asau Sa Adityaha Ya Eshaha. So Adityaha, also here, even though Adityaha means sun, we have to take it as Hiranyagarbha Deva, Hiranyagarbha. Etasmin mandale, yaha, yeshaha, etasmin mandale, purushaha, yaha, cha, ayam, dakshine, akshan, purushaha, yetad, ubayagam, சத்யம். சத்யமே சத்யம் பிரம்மா. See, both are the person who obtains in sun, in Surya Mandala, the person who obtains in the right eye are one and the same Hiranyagarbha. The individual seeing power is Hiranyagarbha, the total seeing for obtaining of son also is Hiranyagarbha. See, Dakshine Akshan is there. Akshan is a Vedic usage. In conventional language, it must be Akshini. If you go and search for Akshini, locative case. Okay? In conventional language, Akshini it must be. But in Vedic usage, it is said Akshan. You must remember, Akshan is used only in Veda. You can't say in conventional language, it must be used as Akshini. Okay. Therefore, what's happening? We'll see next sentence. Brahma Upasinaha.
Brahma Upasinaha.
Yatha Ukta Karma Kritcha.
Yatha Ukta Karma Kritcha.
So this Brahma Upasinaha. Brahma Upasinaha means this person who is given to this discipline of practicing meditation on Hiranyagarbha, who practices Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, that person, Yatha Ukta Karma Kritcha, and not only he is a meditator upon Hiranyagarbha, he is also performer of rituals as enjoined by the Shastra. That person, Yaha, Saha Antakale Prapte. Antakale Prapte. Antakalaha means what? When the time of death approaches. In the morning also I will talk about it. I didn't expect to talk. Antakale Samprapte. When the time of death approaches. I mean, now he is ready. Oh, I have been practicing the whole life, meditation. I've been performing rituals the whole life. This person has lived his whole life. He's a person of life, of performance of rituals and practicing meditations. He's a serious Hiranyagarbha Upasakaha. The whole life he has been a meditator. And the whole life he has been performing rituals. That's why both words are used here. Brahma Upasinaha Yatha Yathokta Karma Krita. Yatha Ukta Karma Krita. He is also performer of rituals, no, enjoined by the Shastram, scripture. Which means he has been living a clean life of, no, life enjoined by the Shastram, performing rituals, worshipping, and also practicing meditation. Which meditation? Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Now what is only one more result is that this ritual result he has already got it. The living a life of rituals he has already got in the form of emotional maturity, mental refinement, and all his overcome his instinctive thinking has gone, instinctive behavior has gone. Now he's a refined, cultured, relatively refined, cultured, clean person. The Brahma Devata Bhavana, Devata Bhav Praptihi, Devata Praptihi, the status of being the Devata is yet to attain. Upasana Phalam is still waiting. But he is sure he is going to get it because Shastram has said, but it can't be attained until he leaves the physical body. Therefore, Antakale Prapte, when he is young, practicing meditation, doesn't think about it. It's like, you know, putting money in the deposits. Don't worry about it. When the deposit is going to mature, you're inquisitive. When you're saving money, putting money in deposits, you do not really care. Okay, some money has been going for deposits. But the time of maturity, when the deposit matures, you're going to take the lump sum money, you're interested knowing how much is going to be, what's going to be, and all that. Like this person also, the whole life has practiced meditation and now he is waiting for the result of going to Brahmaloka and, you know, having Devatatma Bhava. Therefore, the time has come. Now, ready? Antakale Prapte. Antakale Prapte. Satyat. Antakale Prapte. Satya Atmanam. சத்ய ஆத்மானம் ஆத்மனஹ பிராப்தி துவாரம் யாச்சதே. Now he begs. Yachate means he prays to. He begs. He asks for. What does he pray? No, prapti dwaram. No, entrance to attain Hiranyagarbha. He prays for the entrance to reach Hiranyagarbha, to attain Devatatma Bhavaha, attain the status of being the Devata. The question must be coming, Swamiji, you are always telling Devatatma Bhavaha, attaining the status of being the Devata. What is it? Shastram says, so I am also repeating, which means you are going to be, you know, you are going to have relative freedom. Apekshika Moksha, higher status, Devata status. So, prapti dwaram, for whom he wants, he requests, he is praying for entrance to attain Hiranyagarbha, reach Hiranyagarbha, attain the Devatatma Bhavaha, Devata status, for whom? Atmanaha, for his entry to reach Hiranyagarbha, for his own entrance to reach Hiranyagarbha, he is praying. And to reach whom here? Satyatmanam yachate. He is praying to Hiranyagarbha himself. So this meditator, Brahma upasinaha yathokta karma krita yaha saha antakale prapte satyatmanam. Satyatmanam, satyatma is a word which means Hiranyagarbha. Satyatmanam, satyatma. Who is satyatma? Hiranyagarbha. I told you already, satyam brahma, satyatma is another name for Hiranyagarbha. This meditator prays to, not praises, is praying to, begs Hiranyagarbha, satyatma, for his, the meditator's entry, for his own entry, entrance in to reach Hiranyagarbha, to have the Devata status. Because the whole life he practiced meditation for this, isn't it? Yachate. This another way of reading also, yaha saha antakale prapte sati atmanam atmanaha prapti dwaram yachate. The another expression also is there, but you can take it as satyatmanam. So, upasinaha yachate. Meditator is praying to Hiranyagarbha. Satyatmanam yachate. He begs for what? Atmanaha prapti dwaram. Dwaram means entrance. He prays for entrance to attain the Hiranyagarbha, to reach Hiranyagarbha. And how does he ask? Hiranmayena patrena iti. So Shankaracharya quotes the first line of the following mantra where the prayer comes, the Gati Pratana comes. So Hiranmayena patrena iti. So he prays as follows, beginning with the line Hiranmayena patrena iti. Is it clear? So when will a person pray to Hiranyagarbha for his entry to reach Hiranyagarbha? Only at the time of death. When will you think of your deposits? Only when it matures. Isn't it? And here also, he is waiting for the phalam. Because he knows when he is young, he would not think of this. But his whole life he is practicing meditation. And carefully he performs all the rituals. He goes through all samskaras. And he lives his life also, a clean life, doing everything enjoined by the Shastra without transgressing the Vedic teaching. As a person, now yathokta karma krita, yathaukta karma krita, one who has lived his life doing things as instructed by the Shastra. Such a person now is qualified, perfectly qualified to pray for such a result also. Imagine the whole life I don't live a life of meditation. I don't do anything properly. I do something, I don't do something. At the time of death, if I pray to Bhagavan, please open the door, you know, show me the entrance to reach you. Bhagavan, what will he say? Whole life you have not worked very hard. Now you come and ask me. How dare you ask me? No, be there in the world for some more time and do work for it. Become qualified, then come and pray. Even when you apply for a job, if you are not at all qualified for a given designation, can you apply? You can apply. Who will care about our application? They'll reject our applications. Same way here also. But this person, he knows, he's confident. Why? He has lived a whole life, yathokta karma krita. I have lived my life consciously, carefully, doing everything enjoined by the Shastra. I've been seriously practicing meditation, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. So I have done what I'm expected to do. I've done everything. Now I expect the result. Okay? It's like some children who really thoroughly study, prepare, do the exams very well, and they don't worry about the failing, passing and all that. They know they'll definitely get through, but they only want what grades I will get. Like that. Here also, he is waiting. Okay, he's a deserving person who deserves the having the status of Hiranyagarbha's position. Hiranyagarbha, he deserves reaching Hiranyagarbha. He deserves the Devata status. Okay. Now let us do the Gati Prarthana. That is the first prayer. Now, we are going to the 15th mantra. Is the mantra which has first prayer. Hiranmayena patrena.
Hiranmayena patrena.
Satyasyapi hitam mukham.
Satyasyapi hitam mukham.
Satyasyapi hitam mukham.
Satyasyapi hitam mukham.
Tattvam,
tattvam
pushan,
pushan
apavrunu,
apavrunu
satyadharmaya,
satyadharmaya
drishtaye,
drishtaye.
We can invoke the grace of Bhagavan, the whole, in the sun. Sun, Surya Bhagavan. Now, here he is addressing the Surya, the Devata, Surya Devata. Pushan is the word in vocative case. When you call, actually in nominative case is Pusha, Nakarantaha, Pullingaha, Pushan Shabdaha. Sambodhana Prathamaya. Invocative case, Pushan. Ni calling Pushan. Hey Pushan, O son, Apavrunu. Apavrunu means please do open. Please do unveil. Please do remove. Please do keep away. Apavrunu. What should you keep away? Tat. Tvam apavrano. Tatvam, if you break it, tat, that, tvam, you. Tatvam does not mean truth here. Okay? Tat, that, tvam, you. See the second line, first word, tatvam. You break it, tat, tvam. Tvam, you. Apavrano, do unveil. Do open. ஹே பூஷன் துவம் அபாவரணம். ஓகே, வாட் ஷுட் யூ ஓபன்? தத் தட். வாட் இஸ் தட் யூ ஷுட் ஓபன்? இஸ் இஸ் ஹிரண்மையேன பாத்திரேன. The solar disk, how is it? It is shining, it is blazing, it is brilliant, it is resplendent. Therefore, just as gold glitters and shines, the solar disk also is shining, Surya Mandala is shining. Therefore, he says, Hiranmayam Patram. No, don't take it serious as a vessel and all that. It's just a solar disk. Hiranmayena patrena, the resplendent, blazing, brilliant disk. Okay. Satyasya apihitam mukham. Mukham literally means face. It also means mouth. Okay, mukham means face, mukham also means mouth actually. But here mukham means entrance, dwaram, gate. And gate, entrance gate, which leads one to abode of Hiranyagarbha. The entrance gate to the abode of Hiranyagarbha. So satyasya. What does Satya mean here? Satyam Brahma. Satyasya means Hiranyagarbhasya Mukham Apihitam. Hiranyagarbhasya Mukham Apihitam. Apihitam means veiled, covered, closed. The entrance gate which leads to the abode of Hiranyagarbha is closed by, closed with resplendent, shining solar disk. Don't take it seriously. As it were. You have to put the word as it were. As though it is closed. So meaning is very simple here. Hiranmayena patrena. By or with this brilliant solar disk or golden solar disk, satyasya mukham apihitam, entrance to Hiranyagarbha's abode, entrance to reach the Hiranyagarbha's play, Hiranyagarbha is veiled, covered, closed. Tat, that entrance, okay, tvam, you, apavarano, please do open, may you open that entrance covered by golden disk. And how does he address? Hey Pushan. And why son is called Pushan? Invocative Pushan, Pusha. You learn many meanings, names of the word son here. Because Poshayati iti Pusha. Son is called Pusha because Poshayati, one who nourishes. Pusha means nourisher. Nourisher of all beings. Because you know very well, it is the solar energy which gets converted into plant energy during photosynthesis, and plant energy becomes food energy, and eating the food, food energy becomes converted into all energy. Isn't it? All forms of energy, everything you see is what? Finally converted energy manifests all forms of functions and activities. Everything is what? So much of work has been being done here for this eating dance program function. Isn't it? How? Because 10 o'clock, nice prasadam. All energy. Isn't it? So energy gets expelled from all our activities. Therefore, who is the nourisher of all beings? Surya. Have you ever thought about it? No. The special word is what? Pusha. Pushan Shabdaha, nominative Pusha, nourisher of all beings. O Pushan, you are the nourisher of all beings. And the entrance to Hiranyagarbha, entrance to Hiranyagarbha is covered with a disc. No? This is a glittering golden disc. And please remove it or open. That's all the meaning. But he says, for what? Why should you open the so that disc, golden disc? Because drishtaye, to have the vision of Hiranyagarbha, to have the darshan of Hiranyagarbha, to be with Hiranyagarbha, to have the status of being the Hiranyagarbha. Okay, drishtaye. And why I am asking you? I am not unqualified to ask you for this, pray for this. Okay, I am praying to you for this help to open the glittering, the shining, brilliant, resplendent solar disk which enters to Hiranyagarbha, because I am qualified. Satya Dharmaha. Aham Satya Dharmaha. Satya Dharmaha means Satya Dharma is the discipline of meditation upon Satyam Brahma. I have been a meditator upon Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, I am Satya Dharma. One meaning. Another meaning is, I have been living a life enjoined by the Shastra. Therefore, I am Satya Dharma. Okay? And I am qualified. Therefore, I deserve the vision of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, you please may you open, unveil the entrance. The simple meaning. Okay? Let us read here. Hiranmayamiva.
Hiranmayamiva.
Hiranmayam.
Hiranmayam.
See, Hiranmayam Iva means Hiran. See, Hiranyam means gold. Hiranmayam means what? Golden, made of gold. But solar disk, is it really golden? No, it is golden as it were. Therefore, Iva, Hiranmayam Iva means what? Iva means as it were. No. This solar disk, which is really resplendent and blazing, is golden disk as it were. Next. And Hiranmayam, Shankar Bhagavatpada gives the meaning Jyotirmayam. Hiranmayam means golden. But Jyotirmayam means effulgent, brilliant, blazing, resplendent, radiant. So many words you can say. Jyotirmayam. Iti etat. How is solar disk? Do we need to be taught how solar disk? Look. We all know, isn't it? That's why you have so many air conditions here. Because you feel warm. Jyotirmayam. You all want sunglasses. Why? Jyotirmayam. And tena patrena apidhana bhutena. And by with that, with that resplendent, radiant, blazing solar disk, apidhana bhutena satyasya eva. Satyam means what? Satyam, the word satyam means satyam brahma. Means Aditya Mandalasthasya. Aditya Mandalastaha. So this Hiranyagarbha, where is Hiranyagarbha located? We know Hiranyagarbha means entire subtle manifestation is Hiranyagarbha. But now for the purpose of meditation, we see sun is the locus of Hiranyagarbha. Looked upon us? it is Hiranyagarbha is looked upon as abiding in, located in sun. For Aditya Mandalasthasya Brahmanaha Apihitam Achaditam Mukham Dwaram. Apihita means Achaditam. Achadita means covered. Mukha means Dwaram, entrance. And whose entrance has been covered here? Aditya Mandalasthasya Satyasya. The Hiranyagarbha, who is located in Aditya Mandalam, as it were. Okay? And as if Aditya Mandalam, the solar, the disk is covering, and there as in sun, Hiranyagarbha is. That Surya Mandala is like his abode of Hiranyagarbha, and he is there. And his entrance is closed by this solar disk. So he is praying to sun, please remove this solar disk or open this solar disk, unveil this solar disk, the disk, the golden disk, so that I can enter freely to reach Hiranyagarbha. Tattvam he pushan apavrana. Apavrana is the word in the mantra. And Shankaracharya's meaning is apasaraya. Apasaraya means what? Remove, unveil. Satyasya upasanat. Now after that he say, why should I be allowed to enter? Why should I be allowed to enter? To see Hiranyagarbha, to have the darshan of Hiranyagarbha. But why should I be allowed? Because I am qualified to enter. What is my qualification? He says here, Aham Satya Dharmaha. Aham Satya Dharmaha. Okay, I am eligible to enter there. So please better unveil this. Satyasya upasanat. Now, because I have been meditating upon Hiranyagarbha whole of my life, now it is high time I leave this physical body. As soon as I quit here, I want to go there. That is the meaning. Now, my whole of my life I have spent. Sometimes people come and tell, no? The whole of my life I have earned. The whole of my life I have worked very hard. The whole of my life I have done this. And imagine the meditator. The whole of his life he has been upasinaha, yathokta karma krita. So he is satya dharmaha. See, satya dharmaha, why is he called satya dharmaha? Why he calls himself satya dharmaha? He himself gives his qualification satya dharmaha. People put so and so the name bracket, or with not within brackets, or they put big tail of degrees, and he puts his degree Satya Dharmaha, the meditator Satya Dharmaha. I have come here, so unveil, because he says Satyam. See, Upasanam, Satyasya Upasana is Dharmaha. Satya Dharmaha. Okay, he is given to the discipline of practicing meditation upon Hiranyagarbha the whole of life. Upasanameva Dharmaha. His priority was, his main thing was, in his life was meditation upon Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, he calls himself Satya Dharmaha. Okay. Meditated upon Satyam Brahma Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, he calls himself Satya Dharmaha. Therefore, Upasanat. Satyasya Upasanat. Satyam. Dharmaha Yasya. So, meditating upon Hiranyagarbha, Satyam Brahma, has been my priority in my life. Therefore, the person for whom priority was meditating upon Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, he is called Hiranyasatya Dharmaha. Yasya mama soham satya dharma tasmai mahyam. Okay, this is what I am. Therefore, there is no reason for me to be rejected. I am qualified to enter into, to have entry into Hiranyagarbha's place, to have Hiranyagarbha's darshanam. And another meaning he gives, athava yathabhutasya dharmasya anushtatrehe. Anushtatre, fourth case. Anushtatrehe means sixth case and fifth case. Anushtatre. See, who am I? I am not an ordinary person. Okay? Anushtata. See, one reason he gave was meditator upon Hiranyagarbha was first qualification. Therefore, he calls himself Satya Dharma. Now he says, Dharmasya Anushtata. I have been the follower, very serious follower of all life enjoined by the Veda Shastra. Dharmasya Anushtata. Yathabhutasya Dharmasya means what? The way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastra. I have been the follower of the way of life, therefore aham satya dharmaha. Therefore, I am for such a person eligible devotee, and this solar disc, golden solar disc, the entrance to Hiranyagarbha be unveiled. Tava satyatmanaha upalabdhaye. For what? Tava satyatmanaha upalabdhaye. For me to have your darshan. Tava upalabdhaye. For me to attain you, reach you. For me to attain you, reach you. To have your darshan. And this golden disc has to be unveiled or removed. Is it clear? It's a simple meaning. We'll go to the next mantra. First time we are finishing one mantra very quickly. Pushan. Okay, let's see the mantra first. Pushanne karshe.
Pushanne karshe.
Pushanne karshe.
Pushanne karshe.
Yama.
Yama.
Surya.
Surya.
Prajapatya.
Prajapatya.
Vyuha.
Vyuha.
Rashmin samuha.
Rashmin samuha.
Tejo.
Tejo.
Yatte rupam.
Yatte rupam.
Kalyanatamam.
Kalyanatamam.
Tatte pashyami.
Tatte pashyami.
Pushanne karshe.
Pushanne karshe.
Yama.
Yama.
Surya.
Surya.
Prajapatya.
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 Vyuha.
Vyuha.
Rashmin.
Rashmin.
Samuha.
Samuha.
Tejoyatte.
Tejoyatte.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Kalyanatamam.
Kalyanatamam.
Tatte pashyami.
Tatte pashyami.
Yosavasau.
Yosavasau.
Purushaha.
Purushaha.
Sohamasmi.
Sohamasmi.
When you read it, the comma form is correctly put. If you read again, Pushanne karshe.
Pushanne karshe.
Yama.
Yama.
Surya.
Surya.
Rajapatya.
Rajapatya.
Vyuharashmin.
Vyuharashmin.
Now, before I read it simply. Now you have to read correctly. Vyuharashmin.
Vyuharashmin.
Samuhatejaha.
Samuhatejaha.
Rashmin should go with Vyuha. Tejaha should go with Samuha. Okay? வியூஹரஷ்மீன் சமூக தேஜஹ யத்தே ரூபம் கல்யாணதமம் தத்தே பஷ்யாமி யோசாவசௌ புருஷஹ சோஹமஸ்மி. Got it? Here the Gati Prarthana continues. What is the first prayer? He introduced himself as the qualified person to enter into Hiranyagarbha's location, to have, to be one with Hiranyagarbha, isn't it? To have his Vikahi Satya Dharmaha. He only first wanted this Hiranyagarbha is located in Surya Mandala. It is as it were closed by solar, this disk. Therefore, he wanted it to be removed, unveiled. Now, he is addressing the same Upasakaha, is addressing the Surya. Pushan.
Pushan.
See, Pushan, already you have seen the meaning. All, there are five, he calls the sun by five different names. And all those names are in vocative case. When you call somebody, no, that's a vocative, isn't it? Pushan, Yekarshe, Yama, Surya, Prajapatya, Prajapatya. Here five different, Pushan, Yekarshe, Yama, Surya, Prajapatya. Five different names. He is calling first, hey Pushan, no, O nourisher of all beings. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives beautiful meanings, we'll see them. Then Ekarshe. See, Ekarshihi means lonely traveler, unaccompanied by anybody, no companion person. Yama.
Yama.
Yama means Lord Yama. Know that Yama? Time factor, Lord Death also is known by the name Yamaha. And here he is, we are calling son as Yama. Yama means the order, controller, restrainer, O restrainer, O lonely traveler, O nourisher, he is calling. Surya, absorber. Surya means, hey, absorb, oh, absorber. Prajapatya means son of Prajapati. Prajapati, he is Hiranyagarbha, is it? So Prajapatya means what? Son of Prajapati. Call him all these names, and he, once you call somebody by so many names, it's actually glorification, is it? You make a person feel very happy. No? Suppose, oh beauty, oh nice person, oh good person. You call somebody, too many names. Always you call one person with different names, and each name, in each name, revealing a specific, you know, fame, the specific glory of that person. Then there's very, very, you are really pleasing a person. After calling the son with five different names, and then you can slowly express your appeal, your prayer. Rashmin Vyuha. Rashmin Vyuha. Vyuha is an imperative verb. Usually the root is Uh. Uh is the root Uhate. Uhate is an Atmanepadam, but here with the prefix V becomes a Vyuha. Vyuha is an imperative verb. So, Vyuha, Rashmin Vyuha. Then Tejaha Samuha. Tejaha Samuha. Vyuha means collect. What should you collect? Your Rashmin. Rashmi, he means ray of light. Rashmin is objective case. Rashmin Vyuha. O sun, please collect your rays of light. Why? When you spread your rays of light and it's too brilliant, too blazing, is it? They're too powerful and it's glaring. And they're glaring. Therefore, so to get it off, to avoid the sun glare, what you do? Instead of spreading your rays, collect them together. Rashmin, Rashmihi means a ray of light. Rashmihi is a feminine noun, beautiful name. Rashmihi, ray of light. Rashmin, you have many rays of light and please collect them together. Rashmin, Vyuha. So gather all your rays of light so that you can reduce the light, so we can avoid the glare. Next sentence. Samuha Tejaha. Tejaha Samuha. Tejas also means brilliance, light. But Tejas here should be taken as heat. Not only light, heat also. Light causes, the eyes have glare because of the, because of the light. But heat, because the heat also what? Scorching heat. So Tejaha Samuha. Your heat is too scorching. Please, now easy. Tejaha Samuha. Tejaha Samuha. Reduce your heat. Remove your heat. Samuha. And yat te rupam, your form. I'm going to read Shankara's comment. That's why I'm just saying, give a literal meaning I'm giving now. Yat te rupam. Te rupam, tava rupam, your form. That form of yours, how is it? Kalyanatamam. Tat te pashyami. I see, O son, I see your form. Aham te rupam pashyami. Aham tat te rupam pashyami. I see your that form. What is that form? Tad kalyanatamam. I see that form of yours which is most auspicious. Okay. That form of yours which is most auspicious, I see. I see your most auspicious form. Yat te kalyanatamam rupam tad te, your form, pashyami, I see. This is literal meaning I am telling you. Then, yaha asau. Yaha yosavasau. Yaha asau. Azo purushaha. Saha ahamasmi. What he says, that Hiranyagarbha who is there is in me. In fact, I am you. What did he say finally? I am you. O son, I am you. Why? The Hiranyagarbha who is in you is in me. Therefore, I am you. I am the Hiranyagarbha who is there in the solar disk. Surya Mandale Yaha Hiranyagarbha Asti Aham Saha Hiranyagarbha. I am that Hiranyagarbha. Which means the Hiranyagarbha obtaining in the Devata is Adi Daiva Rupena Hiranyagarbha Surya Asti. Anything pertaining to Devata is Adi Daivam. Anything pertaining to an individual is Adhyatmam. The Hiranyagarbha, an Adhyatma Rupena Hiranyagarbha is there. Hiranyagarbha is there in an individual, no? As the Adhyatma Rupena. Adhyatma. The same Hiranyagarbha is there in the Devata as Adhidaivam. What is Adhidaivam? Adhyatma? Anything pertaining to Devata is Adhidaivam. Anything pertaining to an individual is Adhyatma. Same Hiranyagarbha is there. Therefore he says, I am that Hiranyagarbha. I am the Hiranyagarbha who is there in solar disk. In Surya Mandala. He has given it but little simple meaning. Let us read Shankara's comment to enjoy the rest of the meaning. See, Rashmin Vyuha Tejaha Samuha. Remove the heat, contract your radiance. No, we ask for both. Reduce your light, reduce your heat, so that I can handle. Suppose you are going towards Surya. How can you go near Surya? Now, as if the meditator is finding it difficult as it were. He's going towards the sun and he finds it difficult as it were. So he requests the sun, come on, Rashmin, Vyuha, Tejaha, Samuha. Is it clear? Only two prayers. Tejaha, Samuha, Rashmin, Vyuha. To tell this prayer, he asks, what? He calls sun by five different names. And what does he say? I see your most auspicious form. Tat yat te kalyanatamam rupam tat aham pashyami. I see your most auspicious form. And then finally he says, in fact, I am you. That Hiranyagarbha in you, I am the Hiranyagarbha in you. Hey Hiranyagarbha, I am you. That's the name. Let us see the mantra now. He Pushan. No, we have to see every name, how Shankara Bhagavatpada, you know, gives that meaning here. He Pushan. See, vocative is calling son He Pushan. And what's the meaning given by Shankaracharya? Jagataha. Poshanat. Pusha. Ravihi. See, Ravihi means Suryaha. Ravihi is synonym of the word Suryaha. Ravihi, Suryaha mean the same, sun. And the sun, Ravihi, why is he called Pusha? Jagataha Poshanat. The nourisher of the world, nourisher of all beings in this world. Who is the nourisher of all the beings in this world? Sun. Okay? That is why even when you do yoga, the all 12 names you say, no? Suryavaskar when you do, it's not mechanically doing. Genuinely, it's also exercise. At the same time, you are thinking of Surya Bhagavan. So, Jagataha Poshana Pusha. You must know this. Jagataha Poshanat Pusha. The reason is given why sun is known by the term Pusha. He is known by the term Pusha because Jagataha Poshanat. Because he is nourisher of the world. Next word. Tatha Yekaha Yeva Rishati. Rishati, the word Rishati means Janati in other context. From here only you get the word Rishihi. Rishihi means seer, knower. So Rishati means Janati, knows. So the one who knows is not called Rishihi. Rishati Janati iti Rishihi. That the word Rishihi is derived from the same verb. But here the word Rishati means Gachati. The meaning Shankara gives is what? Gachati means goes. And Yekaha Yeva Gachati. He moves, goes all by himself, all alone. Nobody is accompanying son. Nobody can go near him. He will scorch, isn't it? So, always he is son, alone. That is why we must be very people of pleasing, kind, soft words. But then people will come to us. Those are very hard people, then people will go away from us. So, son also is Ekarshihi. Ekarshihi, Ekaha Yeva Rishati. Gacchati iti ekarshihi. As already said, a person who travels always by himself. Ekarshe, in vocative case, ekarshihi is the name. In vocative case, ekarshe. Ekarshe. Next word. Tatha sarvasya sanyamanat yamaha. And what's the third name of the sun? Yamaha. Ekarshihi pusha. Now third name is yamaha. And sanyamanat, sarvasya sanyamanat yamaha. Sanyamaha means controlling, determining, ordaining. Is the determiner, ordainer of everything here. Sarvasya sanyamanat is called Yamaha. And how does he determine, how does he ordain, how does he control everything? Sun has to rise for all of us to wake up, to get busy. So all our activities, the whole world gets busy, active, comes to life only when the sun rises. When the sun sets, the whole world becomes what? Inactive. So activity, life, functions, everything, the life in the world itself is possible, determined by the rising and setting of the sun. Therefore, the determiner of everything, the controller of everything is the sun. Sanyamanat Yamaha. Hey Yama. Next word. Tatha. Now why he is called Suryaha? Rashminam. Prananam. Rasanancha. Svikaranat. Suryaha. See, Suryaha, the sun, is called Surya because he svikaroti, he absorbs. Surya means absorber. What does he absorb? Because due to his observing, he observes everything. First he observes Rashminam svikarta. He is receiver, absorber of rays of light. When the sun rises, he spreads all his sun rays of light. Then again he withdraws all his rays of light. He spreads his rays of light, again he absorbs them back to him. Therefore, Rashmi Naam Svikarta, absorber of rays of light. Okay. And second, Prananam Svikarta, absorber of all living beings. All, what does it mean? All lives means, not he absorbs all lives here. What it means is, he spreads his rays of light, pervades everything. By pervading everything, he absorbs everything. Absorber of all pranas means pervading everything, he absorbs them. Suppose he has absorbed everything, means what? By, through pervasion, absorption through pervasion of all pranas. Then rasanancha svikarana, rasanam svikarta. Rasaha means juice, essence. And he scorches, he absorbs all the water and all the liquids in everything. Absorber of water and liquids from everything. Rasanam svikarta. Three things are given here. Rashminam svikarta. Prananam svikarta. Rasanam svikarta. So absorber of all these things. Therefore he is called Suryaha. Rashminam prananam rasanancha svikaranat Suryaha. He Surya. It's called now He Surya. One more word is there. Prajapatehe apatyam. Prajapatihi is name of Hiranyagarbha. Prajapatehe apatyam means son of Prajapati is Prajapatyaha. Prajapati means Hiranyagarbha. Prajapatyaha means son of Prajapati. Hey Prajapatya. Now all these five different names. He Pushan, He Ekarshe, He Yama, He Surya, He Prajapatya, calling the sun by five different names, highly meaningful names. Now request is what? Rashmin Vyuha, Tejaha Samuha. You have spread all your rays everywhere, so blazing light. Isn't it? Therefore, please do collect your rays, reduce the light. Collect your rays of light, gather them together, so reduce the light. So I can avoid glare. And your heat is scorching. Your rays of light are scorching. Therefore, reduce your heat. What do you do? Now he says, Tejaha Samuha. He prays. And how is your form? Your form Kalyanatamam Te Rupam. Te Rupam. Your form is Kalyanatamam. Most auspicious form I see. That most auspicious form of yours I see. And finally he indicates, you're going to see Shankaracharya's commentary anyway. Let us read this first. He Prajapatya Vyuha. Vyuha means imperative verb. Vyuha. What is Vigamaya? Vigamaya is the meaning given. Vigamaya means keep them away. Send them away, keep away, remove, gather. No. Rashmin. Swan. See, your own rays of light. You alone can gather. You alone can collect them. You alone can keep them away. Because your rays of light. Nobody else can touch your rays. You, Swan Rashmin, Chakra writes, your own rays of light, you have to remove them, keep them away. Samuha,
Samuha.
Eki Kuru,
Eki Kuru.
Upasamharate,
Upasamharate.
Tejaha,
Tejaha.
Tapakam Jyotihi,
Tapakam Jyotihi.
What is Tejaha? What is Tejas? Shankara writes the meaning, Tapakam Jyotihi, scorching heat, scorching light. So Samuha, he says, Eki Kuru, collect them all together, collect your rays of light, collect them, gather them. No, withdraw those rays of light towards yourself so that Tejaha, Tapakam Jyotihi, is it, remove the scorching heat. Remove your blazing brilliance. Remove your scorching heat. Light and heat both have to be reduced. Next, yatte tava rupam kalyanatamam. Shankara writes, atyanta shobhanam. Atyanta shobhanam means what? Most auspicious, very beautiful. Atyanta shobhanam means very beautiful, but Shankara's actual meaning is what? Most auspicious form. Tat te tava atmanaha prasadat pashyami. I see your most auspicious form because of your blessing. Kincha aham natu tvam brityavati yache. Now he says, I am not begging you like a servant. Brityaha means servant. O son, I am not, aham na yache, aham na yache, I do not beg you. Aham tvam na yache, I do not beg you like a servant. Brityavati aham na yache, I do not beg you like a servant. Why? Yaha asau aditya mandalastaha vyahrityavayavaha purushah purushakaratvat purnam va anena prana buddhyatmana jagat samastamiti purushah puri chayanadva purushah sohamasmi bhavami. The last bit, actually Hiranyagarbha upasanam. Okay, the meditation part will come back and do tomorrow morning. Time just ran, rushed. So what he says, I am you. I am you. Therefore, I am not begging you like a servant. Why? I don't need to beg you. I am you. If I am deprived of entering, and you are depriving yourself from entering. If I am not allowed to enter, you deprive yourself from entering. Why? I am you. So I don't need to beg you. Without even asking, praying, you must allow me to enter. Now I have asked you. There is no way of depriving me of entering. If I am deprived from entering, you are depriving yourself from entering. Good. Which means, here another extra information I have to give you. Tomorrow morning we'll come and do that portion, okay? Because something I have to introduce, Ahangraha Upasam. I'll introduce tomorrow morning. Come back and do it. Now the prarthana is over, but what is the significance? I have covered the mantras, literal meaning of the mantras I have covered. I read the simple meanings of Shankaracharya's commentary, even by Shankaracharya also. So here, we don't have any arguments. No Purupakshi has come here. So simple. No Purupakshi, no objection, no argument, heated argument, nothing. Simply reading the mantra. Isn't it? But nice to know the meanings of the sun, the different names of sun. Only one more word I want to explain and stop. Tomorrow, the Upasana we'll see tomorrow. The Suryaha. Here the meaning given is Rasan Pranan Pranan Rashmin Swikaroti Prananam Rashminam Rasanam Swikarta Suryaha is given here, and for which actually the reference is even in Prashna Upanishad. Only one word I tell you and I stop the class. Sushtu irayati iti suryaha. Sushtu irayati iti suryaha. Irayati means energizes, enlivens. Sushtu means well. One who enlivens all the beings. Energizes all the beings. How? How does sun energize all the beings? Enliven all the beings? Is it? Here, I told you already, definitely any movement, any life you see in the world, life is expression of energy. And energy is modified form of food. Water, food goes in, the calories, isn't it? All the life is expression of energy. Life means all functions and actions. Functions, actions, enjoyments, experiences. Functions, actions, enjoyments, experiences. They're all what? Expressions of life. And the life presupposes energy. And the energy is a thing but modified form of food. Expression of food. Food energy becomes energy expression of life. And the food energy is nothing but modified form of the plant energy. And the plant energy is nothing but modified form of solar energy. Ultimately, the sun is the source of energy. Isn't it? Therefore, remaining sun as the ultimate source of as a source of energy, all energy, remaining in the form of nutrients in all the plants, entire vegetation, and one who energizes, one who enlivens beings through energizing, one who enlivens beings by energizing. How does sun enliven? By energizing. How does energize? Remaining in the form of nutrients in all the plants. This is the meaning of the word Surya. Sushtu irayati iti Surya. Okay? That meaning is not given here. Another meaning is there. I want to tell you this. I'll read the rest for tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow we have some interesting information. Any questions? the portion what I did now, the afternoon session, I may tomorrow come back and then redo it a bit. Okay, just I want to read the mantras and finish the meanings today. Kasya prashna hasti? Who has questions?
Both ekharshi. The ekha is the one.
Yeah.
And rishi was explained as all knowing, but the whole was explained as all traveling.
Yeah. That's why I told you very clearly. The word, there's a rishihi. The verb, there's a verb rishati. The verb rishati has two different meanings. One meaning is janati, means knows. Another meaning is gachati, goes. When you take this verb, when you get this word rishihi, seer, knower, that word rishihi is also derived from the same verb, same root, rishati. That means seer, knower. But here, rishihi means goer, knower, goer. The one who knows is rishihi. One who goes is also rishihi. Because the verb has two different meanings. Rishati, gachati, goes. Rishati, janati, knows. Rishihi, knower, seer. Rishihi, the one who goes, one who travels. And yeka, no, ekah eva rishati, goes all alone by himself. Alone by himself. So eka, no, eka plus rishihi, ekarshihi. So lonely mover. That's me. That's why I told you very clearly, because you come across the word rishihi many times everywhere. Rishihi, rishihi, rishati, janati, janati, rishati, knows. Maharshihi, rishihi. But here, now you understand, the word rishihi also means one who moves, goes. So, ekrishihi, one who goes by himself. If we simply take the meaning of the word goes, we are all rishis. So we all walk, we all move. Rishihi is not one who moves, the mover, walker, traveler, rishihi. So we are all now simple walkers, rishis. We have to become rishis. We rishis have to become rishis. Got it?
Can you elaborate some more about the importance of the sun? Because it's one devata, but it seems to be the gate to Nirvana. But understanding is the giver of life and energy. But still, why is the sun so
important? Yeah. See, in our Shastram, the scripture, Veda Shastram, Suryaha, the sun, is symbol of even Hiranyagarbha. Suppose we want to invoke the grace of the Lord, the whole, we invoke the grace of the Lord in the form of sun. Because light, sun is of the nature of self-luminous body. As a refulgence, light. So always sun is taken as an alambanam. Even Gayatri mantra if you take, there it's called Surya Gayatri. Isn't it Surya Gayatri? Gayatri mantra. The mantra is actually a Savitri mantra. Sun is also called Savitri. Actual name of sun is Savitri. Also, is another word is there. Savitri is one more name. So, mantra is Savitri mantra in Gayatri meter. Gayatri is the name of a meter. And this, because this mantra is so popular, the mantra name is, oh, nobody remembers. Everybody remembers only Gayatri mantra. Actually, Savitri Mantra is Gayatri meter. And there also we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of a sun. Because, see, reality is of the nature of self-effulgence, self-consciousness. And here, something self-existent and self-effulgent. And to compare something in the whole world, an object, a gross example, if you have to give, self-effulgent, self-luminous body is the sun. The sun is taken here. And in Shastram, sun is always said to be the locus of Hiranyagarbha. Locus of Hiranyagarbha is everywhere, isn't it? But still sun is said to be the locus. Because you want Hiranyagarbha, because alambanam for Hiranyagarbha also. Because of its self-luminous, self-luminosity, it's a source of energy. And which is manifest. So easy to understand, relate to. Isn't it? That's where sun is taken. Sun is very important for us. You read even Aditya Hridayam and all, we have descriptions of sun names. And as I told you already, in Vedic culture, nothing is looked upon as bundle of inert energy. Suppose, how do people look at it? You know, a scientist, if you ask, he can say everything is nothing but bundle of chemicals, no? Or energy. Everything can be finally reduced to energy. And energy for him is like inert matter. But what a big difference. We do not look at anything as inert matter. We look at everything as knowledge. Different way of seeing, completely different perspective. You can look at it as an opaque thing, you are right, relatively. But absolutely, I can look at it as a reflection of light. You can look at this small thing as an opaque object. But it's another way of seeing. What is more right? It's a reflection of light. Similarly, everything is for us manifestation of knowledge, illumination of consciousness. Therefore, everything is looked upon as Ishvara. Anything which is illumination of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge, is Devata Ishvara. Any Devata is Ishvara. We look at one given thing, we call Devata. And what is Devata? Ishvara. Isn't it? Like wave is ocean, every Devata is Ishvara. All Devatas put together is Ishvara. A different way. But everything is divine. And there again, so of course, Suryaha Devata. Source of energy, source of light, and self-luminous, all illumining. Which other Devata here, which other phenomenon in the world is as illumining, as energy, as powerful as sun. These verses even we can chant. Even nitya, even for regular prayers you can chant. Oh, I am not a meditator, so it's not for me. It's only for Upasana Karta. second mantra what we learned, calling the sun, just you can chant. Nothing wrong. Actually, there's a symbolism also involved. You know that Vyuha, Samuha, we have some extra means are there. I'll come back and tell tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. I remember Swamiji telling, in mathematics class or physics class, the teacher need not use adjectives. need not use a flowery language. To say 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, finished. You got a beautiful, thin, good looking one, plus another beautiful, fat one. Descriptions are not necessary. Adjectives are necessary in mathematics class. Don't know, because facts are discussed. Enough. So you can't use, when facts are unfolded, you need not, cannot, should not use extra words. Enough words. What is there? Take. Explain. Isn't it? That is why a teacher is a speaker, but all speakers are not teachers. It means too many words should not be used. The way class is different from the lectures also. Class is a lecture, but lecture is not a class. But what you study must remain in your mind. It must be gradually enhancing your clarity. Always, always is growing clarity.